Let us begin to give thanks to the name of the Lord.
Let's
give him praise. Let's give him glory. Can we vent?
Thank you, God. Let there be release of your spirit tonight. Let there be release of your spirit tonight.
Are we asking for grace?
Yes.
My upcoming I'll take that prayer one more time, then I end it. David had to give us perspective quickly, just in case you think that the hymn he's talking about is a hymn that has been dedicated to raising, or a hymn that has been dedicated to Ugo. So he had to say, when does my help come from? Then he began to give us perspective and context into what this hymn is talking about is. And he says, my help cometh from the Lord. Just like John was saying, I don't know if you have any altar to sacrifice goat's egg, if you have any altar. But there's only one here we have, and to that here we have come to look unto. Can we raise our voice again that we have come to look unto that here? We have come to ascend. On that
I think David, you should I don't know your microphone if it's muffled or it sounds muffled, like.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Our brethren in Zaria only seem to give us sights and sound of life in Zaria. David, glory to God.
David, what kind of phone are you?
All right. Almighty God, we say thank you for tonight. Yes,
thank you, Lord.
We thank you for restoration specific.
Amen.
Mighty God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray that you will stir our spirit to pray tonight. Mm-hmm. I have not come to see the face of Brotoni or to relish the presence of Bro David. I have come to meet with thee, that is the shepherd. Thou who art able to help our infirmity. Mighty God, we say thank you.
Thank you,
blessed be your holy name, O God. Mm. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm just going to do a brief teaching for 12, 13 minutes, and then we'll pray. Please, let's keep our hearts warm. We will pray tonight, and we must pray by all means. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Kings, chapter 13. 1 Kings, chapter 13. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 13. That's after the book of Samuel. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 13, reveals unto us the story of the young prophet and the old prophet. How that the young prophet came from the land of Judah. That's from the northern tribe, which is composed of Judah and Benjamin, I think. He came to the southern tribe, which is 10 in number. But I believe you get the gist. So this young prophet is an international apostle, because he moved from one state, nation to another. It's still the same Israel, but as at this time, the kingdom is divided. So we have Judah and Benjamin on one side, and we have the remaining 10 tribes on another side. So our international apostle came to the land of Samaria to bear witness to how God will purge the land. But the point I want us to know tonight is not in his journey. It is in his cravings. Let's read from verse 7. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. The king that is speaking here is the king Jeroboam. This is the very king that orchestrated the division of the kingdom of Israel after the death of Solomon. This king was serving idol. This king erected idol, he nationalized idol worship in the 10 tribe. So having established the worship of idol, God sent a prophet down to the other 10 tribes so that they can align with the temple which is in Jerusalem. And after the prophet gave the prophecy, the king stretched forth his hand that one will apprehend the prophet. In verse 6, you will realize that the hand of the king withered. And it was the same king that beckoned on the young prophet, on the prophet, on the man of God to pray for him so that his hands can be restored. After the hands of the king was restored, now the king was now extending the art of generosity to the prophet, that the prophet should come home with him. Which means the prophet was not at home. The home of the prophet is in Jerusalem, among the tribe of Judah and Benjamin. So this international apostle has left home. He went on international mission. But right there in his international mission, he had an offer. And that offer is that he should come home, that there is a convenience that they can give to him, if only he will accept the offer. I want us to now go to verse 15. Let's read from verse 14. And went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. That is the young prophet. The old prophet is speaking to the young prophet. Verse 15. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. If we recall the instruction that God gave unto this man of God, this genuine man of God, this international missionary, the instruction that God gave him was that he should not neither eat bread or drink water or go by the same way he went into that nation. Unfortunately, it was as though in the heart of the prophet, the prophet had a longing to go home. There was a longing for convenience in the heart of this man, this genuine man of God. You know, back in Jerusalem, they dwell in an enclave. That is, they bind themselves, all the prophets, they bind themselves and they stay, they live together as brethren. But now that he has crossed over to the other side, he can actually be living all by himself. He can have an entire house by himself. If you read verse 15 down to verse 16, you will realize that the man of God agitated, that I will not go home with you. I will not eat bread, nor drink water here, because God has told me that I should not do any of those things. So we will see that the man of God had a craving for convenience. In fact, Satan helped him to work that convenience out in such a way that he had a free flight ticket, a return flight ticket. Because we could see that the prophet, the old prophet, brought donkey to find him. And it was that same donkey, both of them, it was that same horse that both of them followed back. So he had a return ticket back into the state. And after he had eaten bread and drank water, and he was judged, that same old prophet still gave him another traveling ticket that don't trek home. Take. It seems, it will look as if this teaching is complicated, but let it not be complicated. It's not complicated. There is something that God is hinting in the spirit in this time. There are some men that he has dispatched to go and sojourn in a land. But those men, it is as though they are now having a longing for home. I hope we remember the children of Israel after God delivered them out of the land of Egypt. You know, they got to a certain place in the wilderness when it was as though there is no convenience. I hope remember that you will remember in that story that they wanted to go back to Egypt. God is charging us tonight. Wherever he has sent you, You will need to depend upon him for convenience. Maybe it has crossed your head that, oh my God, you know, for our brethren in the UK, their return ticket is free. And what I mean by that is, if God forbid, anybody that is to be deported from that side, it is the government that will pay your flight ticket. In deportation, the government will pay your flight ticket. That is a... that deportation will now be looking like a blessing. Meanwhile, the testimony that God put upon the lips of that prophet is not yet accomplished. For our brethren in Zaria, you say, oh my goodness. This one, I'm just here in Zaria, just suffering. If only I can just go home. Oh, there is free water. I won't even have to buy water. And mama will cook the food. I miss Gary. Gary and okra soup. Beans that is tender, that has been soaked in water. Is that beans that is laced with potash, very tender. Oh, I miss it. God is calling us back to set our face to the others. There are so many people that God has dispatched in the body of Christ. But because they have not labored enough to receive convenience in the land of their sojourn, they are now missing home. And Satan is calling them to come back home, come back home. Just like the king offered him a reward. Come back home, I will give you a reward. And then when the king did not succeed, then Satan now sent an old prophet to give the man of God a return ticket. So the whole thing is now looking like a miracle. That, okay, return ticket, okay. I don't need to trek. All right. He did the permutation. He says, like God wants me to stay here now. God is charging us tonight. Set your face to the harvest. The Bible has spoken, said, that those that labor in tears will reap in joy. That place that is looking as though there is no convenience, if you labor very well there, you will find rest. You will find convenience. And I end with this short testimony. In my place of work, the first few days when I began that work, I was always missing home. Kai, when I go close, go out, like, when we like close to go like this. Meanwhile, I don't have anything important coming on to do. The business is not yet prospering, but I want to come and do what? So what God did was that God changed my closing time. The official closing time, God went beyond that one, and he told me that, you, this is the official closing time. You will not close that time. You will close this time. And that was how that haste and that desire to come home really died in my heart. So that I can set my face to the prosperity of the business. Brethren, ever since that day, anytime I go to work, God always encounter me. In fact, I don't know how God did it, but I receive inspiration at the place of work more than at home now. And it was through the help of God I found out today that home is not the place where you go and sleep. Home is that place where you encounter God on daily basis. David said, who is the son of man that you visited him every morning? That is home. Home is not the place where you go to sleep. Home is not the place where you see, where you get free food. Home is any place where you encounter God on daily basis. You and I know that if you leave that place that you are sojourning and you come to where you are saying is home, you will not encounter God again.
Then many distractions will come. This one will talk. At the end of the day, your faith will be depleted. But once you are in that land of sojourning, your faith is high. There may be no food to eat every day, but your faith is always high. Your hope is alive. You see the bigger picture. Your mind is enlarged. Your mind is renewed daily because you see men that are striving for the mastery. But when you come home, in fact, it looks as if you are the only one that is even praying in your church. You are the only one that is, you are the only Pentecostal in your Pentecostal church. But on the field there, you see men that are, oh my goodness. You see men of like craft. They are prospering in their craft, but your own is yet to pick up. And instead of staying in that place, you want to come back home so that you can be a local champion. You want to come and become a local champion. And I know that my brethren in the UK, my brother Tony, he will not be missing Port Harcourt fish, God forbid. That Kai, that our Loiloi in River State, with fish that has hunchback, that fish that never seems to be immersed in the soup, the hunchback is always high. Anytime you find such a thing in your heart, just know that Satan is looking to lure you with a return ticket. And if you don't guard your heart, Satan will give you a free return ticket. And we think it is the miracle of God. You say, Kai, it's like I'm seeing the sign now. It's like God wants me to go back home briefly. But I hope you know that when the man of God took that return ticket, that return ticket did not take him home. That return ticket took him to the grave. Brethren, for every one of us that has been scattered all over the state and in other continents, let's set our face to the harvest. Don't long for home. There is nothing at home. Stay where God has put you. And if it is as though things are hard, be steadfast until you receive rest from the Lord. Until you receive convenience of the Lord. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. I want us to pray now. Can we lift up our voice to God? That as many that are in the land of sojourning, that the Lord will help them to find rest even in that land until the testimony of God is achieved. Can we call upon the name of God? Can we call upon the name of God? As many of us that are in the land of sojourning, even for our brethren in the UK, our brethren in Zaria, our brethren in Rivers, Kai, don't come back. Don't come back except you have received clearance, except you receive an explicit instruction from the Lord. I know that place is hard. But stay where men are striving for the mastery. Don't come and become a local champion. Stay where your fire is alive.
Help us to tarry where our stations are.
Stay where your fire is alive.
We want to tarry where the Lord has sent.
Stay where your fire is alive. Stay where men are striving for the mastery. Stay where men are hopeful for the future. Don't come back to the place where men are thinking backward. They are thinking in retrospect. Can we pray to the Lord God? For as many are the messenger of God in the body of Christ that are on the field, who are weary in the place where the Lord God has sent them, that the Lord God will strengthen them and give them rest. That the Lord God will give them convenience.
Give us convenience.
That the Lord God will strengthen them. Surrogate Barantia to the Lediada. Jegebobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob When you come home, they see you as a Kai in a trial. That was how they used to lie to him. That this graphic design, you know, is enough. Is already enough. You already know too much. When the guy went to school, he found out that he was a local champion. That what he was peddling around as a champion in Abuja is actually basics amongst those that are computer students in Zaria. Stay where men are striving for the mastery.
Help us to remain where our stations are.
Even if it is hard, pray for convenience, pray for rest, pray for rest.
That you give us rest.
The Bible, speaking of our Lord Jesus, said, "A smoking flax will he not quench." Just when your fire is about to die because of inconvenience, can you call upon Jesus and say, "You will not quench a smoking flask. Keep me alive. Keep my fire alive." It's looking as though back is good. It's looking as though returning back is going to aid my prosperity and my flourishing in the spirit. But I say, Lord Jesus, you will not quench a smoking flax. I want to remain alert. I want to remain on fire for you. Keep me here. Keep me here. This is where you sent me. Until your testimony is complete, keep me here. Karuda Susulada. Jite de Bragada Buddha Palakatina Garubai Gadala. Iku Papa Katapalakate Kabulakatia. Rakasi Zikutu. Jote Kelikutu Kudugo. Zwaka Kazulete Kemu. Kupara Titi. Za Kupati Kapata. Oh my goodness. Who told you that you can't prosper in that land? Isaac sold in the land of Gerar. The Bible, speaking of him, said he reaped hundredfold. In the same land that Isaac wanted to go to Egypt, that God told him, remain here. Remain here. I believe Jesus is God is speaking to someone tonight. That remain here. Remain here. Remain here where you have enemies. Enemies that are contending for mastery. Remain here. It is in that same land of Gerar that was not yielding fruit to its inhabitant. That was where Isaac sowed and he reaped hundredfold. Remain here. Can we call upon the name of God, that God will use you and I to keep his faithful ministers on the field, to keep them in the land of sojourn. That God will use me and you. That God will use me and you. That God will use me and you. That God will use me and you.
Father, use us in the mighty name of Jesus. Use us for your purposes in the mighty name of Jesus. Your calling for us, O Lord, Father, be fulfilled.
Toruko shete te karuka ligite ketaga na boto balaga tiga. Zaka kaka teke teke turanga taka lika toko taga tagiata. Zaka te te karuka taka te parati. Rasa kaku ila kuku tani.
In Jesus' name
we pray.
Amen.
right. And that is that for that. I want us to pray for ourselves personally. I don't know if we've read through our journals. Brethren, I read through my journal today again. And I found out that everything that God has been dealing with me is on the frequency of 1 year. Everything that God, majority of the things that God told me for the month of April in 2023, you will not believe that majority of them is what is happening to me. Good things, actually. Those are the very things that are manifesting in April 2024. So my own timeline is 1 year time. My own time, year sample is 1 year. But I don't know which one is your own. And when I read through that journal, I found some other, I found, I think, 2 points that are yet to be realized. I don't know if you've read through your own, or you already have a, you already took a mental note of it prior to this time. Can we present it to God in this moment? Can we present it to God? Is a restoration specific? You need to be specific about which one. Don't generalize it. Be specific. Even for our brethren in reverse, in Port Harcourt reverse, In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
I want us to merge it with the month of May. Even I myself, I still checked the month of May. I saw some things and I became hopeful. I was encouraged. Because to be sincere, just like I said earlier, everything, majority of what he told me in April last year, majority of them are the very things that I'm exhibiting in this year 2024. So when I saw May own, my heart was encouraged. Now I'm going to, in fact, my heart is tightened up to fight for it. Can we set for the month of May into the hands of the Lord? Now, whatever promises the Lord has given us in previous time that we've not been able to appropriate in due season, that for this month of May will not pass us by. Can we call upon the name of God? That this month of May will not pass you by.
Amen.
Whichever thing, whatever project of God that you need to execute in May, whatever project that you need to execute in the month of April, that the Lord God will cause it to come to pass. You stand upon the name of our Lord Jesus. You stand in the name of our Lord Jesus that all such promises come to pass in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
All right. Father, Lord God, we say thank you for tonight.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you for this short prayer.
Thank you,
we pray that you will help us to keep our hearts warm
Amen.
In regards to these prayer points and the teachings of tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Holy God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Help us to set our eyes, our face forward. Help us to keep marching on. And give us rest in the place where you've caused us to sojourn in this time in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sister Esther, please wrap up for us.
Heavenly Father, I will say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
We thank you for your love towards us. We thank you for your promises towards us. And indeed, with this we hold, O Lord Father, we thank you for the visions you have for us, Lord Jesus. We say, blessed be your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray in the name above every other names, Lord Jesus. We pray for restoration upon us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray in the name above every other names, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord Father, wherever you have sent us, wherever we are right now, oh, Lord Father, every individual of us, oh, Lord Father, that which you have sent us to do will surely be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we say thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray, Holy Spirit, that we you put your canopy over us, O Lord Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' Amen. Wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, ma.
Yeah.
Lamentations.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to inform us that my exams start tomorrow. So
okay.
In the next... In the next 1 week, we'll be done with our exam. So I believe after that 1 week, it's my. In fact, today people were asking me that, ah, David, are you going home? So sometimes I'll just give them a direct response that I'm going home, I'm going home. So me and Ma just got speaking. And I told him that in my heart, self, to go home is not, I don't feel like going home. I'm neutral towards it. And Imana asked me a question that, whom are you, which one are you enjoying past? I told him that he's here. He had to go to the top pass. Now, home, I'll be here. I said, yeah, because he's only me. So, by the grace of God, we get our will be after the death.
Also, I have something to say as well.
Yes, we are just waiting for David to finish up.
I'll be looking to the face of God, even though I'm going to come home. It will not be out of unrest. It will be out of the peace of God, just like John said. So left for me, willing to stay behind. But nevertheless, it's also important to go to those places where we sowed, and they didn't give us our harvest.
I agree with you, sir.
We look to God to, if it pleases Him, just like Paul, we say, if the Lord permits, we look to God by next week, Monday, in the next 2 Mondays, next upper Monday, I should be on my way home if the Lord permits.
No problem. Glory to God.
The Lord has blessed us with abundance here, such that even to go home is a burden. It's a burden. And even though we are going home, it's not a runaway soldier. It's out of the peace of God. But we are looking for much clarity and permission, even as our captain desires.
Amen.
Amen. We give thanks to God.
For we
here, we are not looking forward to going home. We want to stay here, and this is not our base. by the grace of God, to fulfill the will of God.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, when I saw today's prayer anchor, which was based on restoration, as I was asking God what could be our restoration, I didn't get update. I said perhaps it's restoration. So when I saw this anchor of today prayer, which is restoration, I beg your pardon, I told my baby, I said, do you see what is sent on parliamentarian? He said no. I said, you need to go and check it, that the prayer anchor is on restoration. I said, that's what I had in mind for us to pray again. Praise the Lord. And we thank God for tonight's prayer. I know that there was, I think a few days ago, I said that we'll be having little brotherhood discussion.
Yes.
In this platform. And yeah. I pray the Holy Spirit help us. Amen. We all know that we are spiritually minded people. Yes, but I like the way David responded. He said that he's not going. He might ask him, like, oh man, where he is much better. We are spiritually minded people. And if you are spiritually minded, we understand parables. Praise the Lord. And if we say we are brotherhood, there should always be love amongst us. There should always be unity amongst us. We should always look to the vision that God has committed into our hands. Amen. We should always endeavor. I know that sometimes ago I used to check on some of us. At least, you know, there's a way you check on somebody that you touch the heart of the person, even some things that the person might not want to tell you, you tell you. There's a way you be persistent to tell. So if we are brotherhood, let's endeavor to check at each other. checking on each other. How are you doing? I know some of us used to check on us here and say, how is Jaden's health now? Let's endeavor. Let this love dwell among us. Let this unity dwell among us. Now, I wish Iman was here, but maybe the last one is not a discussion, but when, by the time he's here, Iman will be able to say that one. There was a time that John, during that period that he first came to Abuja, then he anchored a topic. He anchored the topic that there will be deliverance vigil, I think. And I said, I think I commented, when he first said it, my physical man said, this thing, deliverance are we doing tonight? I thought that God has delivered us. And I spoke to my dad, I said, no, don't use your physical understanding to judge this. Open your spiritual eyes, ask Holy Spirit. I began to ask Holy Spirit, which other deliverance do we want us to do? And he began to teach me of the visions that he showed me that, I think I told us how it went, so that not to take much of our time. So he say, that is why John is coming. I say, very well. What am I saying? I think last month, maybe early last month, I've been wanting to say this. You know, let's use for example. If let's say for instance, as a lady, I lock myself in a church with a guy. Lock myself in the church with a guy, and the pastor of that church sees me. That both of us are in the church with the door closed. You know, if that person, if that pastor use physical eye to see something, to see both of us, you can turn it to the preaching of the day and say, fornication, these people are fornication, repent, because he never, the pastor did not approach those people. Why did you lock this door? What are you guys doing there? Did you guys do this? Did you guys do that? Or inquire from God and say, oh Lord, what should be the anchor or something? Should I pray like this? But you know, but because the pastor has seen them physically, they are locked in the closed room. Okay, he has assumed fornication has started. I start using that as the preaching of the day. So I've been wanting to say this to us. We are all brethren. So we are spiritually minded people. When we want to preach, like I said, let's use our spiritual mind. God, what are you saying in this time? What is the word for your children this time? What do you want us to do this time? This was what I wanted. Because if we speak something, I'm talking to every one of us, including myself. If we speak something and the Spirit could detect that, no, this is not coming from me, because we are spiritually minded people. This is not coming from me. We know who will bear witness with it. And please, let's endeavor to check upon each other. Whether they are doing good or they are still doing good, check on each other. Check on, there's how you check on each other, you'll be able to get the heartbeat of the person. I like the example that John gave one time. I think the last time that we had the meeting, he used the case of Esther and Mordecai as example. We know that Esther in the Bible was like was the one that like a savior to the Jews when she got to the palace. But if God had said, Esther will be the one that will deliver the Jews, how are we checking upon each other? Because for the fact that Esther is in the palace doesn't mean that she's eating from the king's table. When Mordecai said to Esther that if you don't do this for us, God will raise another person to do that. Do you know what Esther said? Esther said, go and fast for me, pray for me, intercede for me, that I find favor in the sight of the king. Because where Esther is still in the palace, there is a stronghold, which is Haman, that needs to be bring down. He said, go and fast for me, pray for me, so that I find favor in the sight of the king. Are we interceding for each other? Esther was in the palace, but it's not all the Jews that know what was going on with Esther in the palace. And that's why she said she sold out herself for the Jews. She said, if I perish, I perish. She sold out herself. She said, I sold out myself for my people, for the Jews. If I perish, I perish. How many times have we sold out ourselves for each other? Have we interceded for the Lord? I know maybe sometimes we used to intercede, but if you are interceding for, do you check upon each other? If Esther was to be the one to save the Jews, what are the Jews still doing? Are you fasting? Are you praying, interceding? Did you rent your clothes so that everyone, because when Esther found favor in the sight of the Jews will know what came after it. The stronghold was put down, which was Haman. And the Jews got liberty. The Jews automatically found favor in the sight of God. So, brethren, what am I saying? We are spiritually minded people. I think I called, maybe on Monday, I called my parents. I think early in the morning while I was taking Jay to school. I had to speak to them because I know that they don't know for most of us, we all know what is going on with us. And we thank God that He has taken the glory already. He has delivered us already. I called them, I told them, due to some things I need to address, and I know that I can't blame them because they don't know what is going on. So I began to explain to them before they were able to understand. I began to explain to them what was our condition, because I've assumed that it's our condition was, because God now is now intervening for us. I called them, I said, you... Now, no, they even call to the check person, say, how are you doing? Oh, how is everything? Oh, this, blah, 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 blah. So I say, I won't blame them anyway. But I say, there must be reasons for everything, because I know that if I'm getting messages from them, and maybe some messages that, okay, oh, this one is, you know, it's because they don't understand what was going on. So I explained to them, I said, this was what was going on before God delivered us. Before God said, I have promised you this, I have promised you that. This was what was going on. So, you know, especially my dad. I think my mom understood, maybe spiritually, I don't know. My mom understood. I told them in extent of how it's related to our visa, our staying here, but our God has taken over the glory because He's the one that is sustaining us, is helping us, and He has given us His promise. I told them, you guys don't check. I think they say, oh, the reason why they gave us reason, why, they gave me reason why they don't check. I said, regardless, you have to check on somebody so that you know. If the person checks on you, if the person have been checking on and stop checking on you, it's, this person used to check on me before. What happened? It might not be something happened. It might not be that something happened to the person, yeah? But just check. It's not that something bad happened to the person, but just check. Praise the Lord. So, thereafter, my dad sent me a message. He said that, hope they will not deport us. I said, no, they won't deport us. We go nowhere. This is where God has sent us. There is a vision that God has given us here that we must be fulfilled. There is a reason that God has brought us here where we are, that must be fulfilled. So we go nowhere. I'm now going back to regards of our prayer tonight to the one that Parliamentarian John anchored. We are going nowhere. This is the land that God has brought us. This is the land that he has promised us. And we will ensure together as a brotherhood that wherever he has placed every individual of us, and wherever he's taking every individual of us, for those that are yet to come. You know, some of us are traveling abroad. Wherever he has placed everyone of us, we come together as love, in unity, that this vision that God has given every one of us be carried out. This is my earnest prayer. This is my earnest prayer. So as for us in UK, we remain gallant where God has brought us. We know we are not going anywhere. We are not going anywhere except we are moving higher. Forward in Jesus' name. And I know that every one of us is moving forward by the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you all parliamentarians. This is my brief brotherhood discussion. So let's carry out this vision that God has given every one of us. I know God has spoken to every one of us, has shown us the plans he has for every one of us. Every one of us. He has given us vision. He has shown us how mighty we are in his hand. He has shown us how the blessings he has given every one of us. Let's come together as we call ourselves brotherhood, that we begin to walk in oneness and carry this vision. And carry this vision. And carry this vision that God has given us. So that we can all testify of the goodness of God. Amen. 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 More restoration. Restoration upon us. Because that has been my earnest prayer. In fact, when I was trying to ask God, I never got anything. I say, okay, let's go ahead for restoration. And I thank God that we are praying this same prayer tonight. Restoration, restoration, restoration. We need to be restored. We need to rebrand. I like the way Parliamentarian John said that he went through his journal, that he has to go. In fact, me too, I went through my journal. I put them down. I said, you promised us this, you promised us that, you promised. Where are they? Let's every one of us go to our journal and begin to remind God of all his promises. It is our birthright. Begin to remind God of all his promises to us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, ma. The Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
For some of us, we may not know the implication of our delivery, but I have a witness to what she said. But I thank God that God is taking over this situation. Don't worry, nothing spoiled. It's just that something wanted to spoil, but God took over the situation. And I thank God for how God has allocated each and every one of us. Unfortunately, our sister in Port Harcourt is by herself. So most time, the faith is dragging. And she can't congregate with us. So. But I give thanks to God that in the end, finally, by the end of the year, she will be with us fully. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for tonight. The Lord bless us in Jesus' name. Apologies to David that we took so much time. I believe tomorrow we'll be more careful with our time. So we don't
have to. Yeah, no problem. To you.
right.
I've covered up the necessary by God's grace.
Okay. No problem. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Salute. Bro Tony, good night, sir.
Good night,
JD. Esther, and JD.
Good night, everyone.
It seems JD went to sleep early.
Yeah, we've been trying to put him to sleep by 10 so that we'll have, even though he's going to be everywhere. You know, he wants to talk now. He wants to talk. He wants to be the sound man, the one that records. He wants to be everything.
Oh, glory be to God.
Yeah, so.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, thank
you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, remain blessed.
Good night.